G'day, Rhys Dan here. Welcome to another episode of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is episode 70, and it's titled How to Best Get Through Rio. Now, I'm going to look at Rio from a learning point of view, all right? Because Rio is really about taking on a lot of information and being able to absorb it and learn it quickly over a long period of time, all right? Rio now goes for, it's going for 18 months. For both Commando and SAS. Commando used to be about 12 months. It was 8 or 9 months when I did it. But it's out to 18 months now. So it's a long time taking on a lot of information. And there's no time to fail any courses, right? If you fail a course, you basically get told to come back next year if you're performing well, and you'll get one other crack at it. If you fail that one, that'll be it. So you really need to set yourself up to learn as efficiently and as effectively as possible. And you can do this, or you want to do this, by setting the conditions for optimized learning. And if you've ever come across Dr. Andrew Huberman, he runs the Huberman Lab. He's got some really awesome information, and he's got this teach and learn better protocol. All right, this is where basically I got this from. And there's a couple little things that you want to do to optimize your learning. All right, and this is going to be absolutely paramount for the Rio cycle, but really anytime you want to learn something. And the first thing you want to do is get alert. So if you go into any lesson and you're not alert and you're tired, and we've all done this, we've been in a lesson, especially after lunch when we're full of food and our body's trying to digest the food, we're going to be tired. If you are in a classroom, you're trying to learn something, when you're tired, you're just not going to learn it. You're not going to take it in, okay? So this is a point to note too, if you're an instructor and you're in a class, you're trying to teach a lesson and people are falling asleep, all right? So don't have try not to have an ego about it. Don't get offended by it, all right? I used to hate when instructors would do that. You know, they sort of look at you because you're falling asleep and they'll question you saying, am I boring you? And my response internally, generally, was, fuck yes, you are boring me. That's why I'm falling asleep. But if people are falling asleep, if you're falling asleep, it is very hard to learn anything, and you won't. So whether you're attending the class or you're instructing on the class, you need to get ready. You need to get alert so you can take on the information. One of the ways to do that is to conduct 30 quick breaths, right? That'll do the trick. Or you could even take a cold shower if you have the time or the facilities, or conduct some push-ups or burpees or whatever. So being alert, conducting this 30 quick breaths, a little bit of activity, it's going to get your body to release some adrenaline, okay, which will get you alert and energized. So again, if you're a student, you can do it. If you're an instructor, you can get your students to do it, all right? Like I said, particularly after lunch. Get them to conduct the 30 quick breaths. Get them alert. Get them ready to start learning. Second thing you can do is before the lesson is get focused. And you can do this. Real simple exercise, pick a point on the wall and stare at it for 30 to 60 seconds. This will help your brain release acetylcholine, which helps focus. Next thing, expect and embrace errors, all right? This is going to happen on Rio. And the instructors, they know this, they expect it, they just want to see you learn from those mistakes, all right? So if you make a mistake, which you will, try not to get too upset about it, try and remain calm, conduct some positive self-talk, conduct some breathing exercises, and just allow yourself to be okay with those mistakes, because everyone makes them and you're going to make a lot of them on an 18-month Rio cycle, all right? You just want to be able to learn from them. You want to limit learning bouts to 90 minutes. No problem in the Army. They go for about 40 minutes anyway, but if you're going to do some learning, some study outside of that, just limit it to 90 minutes. After a learning bout, you want to rest. You want to conduct a non-sleep deep rest, i.e. listen to something meditative, or you can take a short nap, all right? You could do this at lunch. I used to do it at lunch all the time in Rio, all right? So you get something, get a feed in, have 20 minutes of sleep, and you'll be good to go. Yes, you're going to be a bit groggy initially, but then before you go into the lesson, conduct a 30 quick breaths, or some push-ups, or some burpees, right, and you'll release that adrenaline and you'll be good to go. And just a note on that, after an intense period of focused learning, during a break, the worst thing you can do is jump on your phone, okay? When you jump on your phone, your focus is heightened, your brain is not being able to rest, you're staring at the phone, you're flicking through social media, not allowing your mind to rest after you've just gone through that learning bout. So what you want to do during that rest period is either have that non-sleep deep rest, conduct a nap, or even just go for a little walk so your eyes are not on that focal plane, something nice and close like a phone. Get that panoramic view. That's going to help you switch off. That's going to help you relax, okay? Anything but get on your phone, that's not going to help you switch off. And the last thing you want to do is get quality sleep. After a long day on Rio learning something new, all that information is going to be cemented while you're asleep. That's when your learnings are cemented in your long-term memory. If you're not getting good quality sleep, you are not optimizing learning. So what you want to do is have quality sleep hygiene. Couple of ways to do that. You want to stick to a programmed routine, i.e. wake up the same day every day, go to sleep at the same time. This primes the body, creating a natural rhythm, okay? You're not always going to get to do that on Rio, but when you can, do it. ACQB is probably the hardest course that you're going to do. They call it Pizdark now, for commandos anyway. And generally, the time when you start and finish are generally the same. So you should be able to get a proper sleep routine. Next is exercise regularly. Good workout is essential for a good night's sleep. Get enough exposure to sunlight, right? Getting enough sunlight regulates the body's circadian clock and also boosts your serotonin levels. Avoid napping too late, right? You don't want to nap too late during the day. Regulate caffeine and other stimulants, okay? They should be limited probably to the mornings and early afternoon maybe. Bedroom is essentially for sleep and intimacy, goes without saying. No work, all right? It's not an office, it's not a TV, it's not a lounge. No food, it's not the dining room. Keep activities to their respective rooms. Don't drink alcohol, right? While having a few drinks may help you go to sleep. After a few hours, your levels of melatonin and growth hormones, which are responsible for the circadian rhythm regulation, are affected, and this leads to disruptive sleep patterns. And this would really be extent for the whole Rio cycle. Now I'm saying don't drink alcohol, don't go out with the boys and get on the piss. No problem, do it. I did it. But you got to think what course is coming up, especially during the week. You don't want to drink alcohol at all. But on the weekend, if you're in the middle of your ACQB course and you know it's a hard course, you know you need to be right on point, don't go out all weekend drinking piss because that is going to affect how you perform during the week. Have your dinner at the appropriate time. Eating too late negatively impacts both sleep quality and the natural release of melatonin and growth hormones. Watch your fluid intake. Avoid taking excessive liquids close to bedtime to minimize bathroom trips during the night. Don't lie in the bed awake. If you can't get to sleep, it's probably better to get up and do something else like reading or listening to some music till you feel tired. Best one is probably a book. Limit exposure to screens before bed. The blue light emitted by phones and tablets and computers can interfere with your sleep. Okay, so try to avoid screens for at least an hour, probably two, before bedtime. You can also darken your room. The darker, the better. If you can see your hand when you're in bed, lighting your room probably isn't dark enough, okay? So get it dark. And the last thing is to make your room a little bit cold, all right? If you have temperature control in your room, it's a great way. Turn it down, turn the aircon down, make it a little bit cold, all right? That's going to help you sleep better. And there you have it. How to best get through Rio, right? Just to recap, Rio is about taking on a lot of information, right? You got to set the conditions to optimize learning, okay? So conduct the 30 quick breaths, get focused, stare at something on the wall for 60 seconds, expect and embrace errors, limit learning bouts. After a learning bout, you can conduct some non-deep sleep rest and get good quality sleep, i.e. stick to a program, exercise regularly, get enough exposure to light, avoid napping too late, regulate coffee, don't drink alcohol, have your dinner at the appropriate time, watch your fluid intake, darken your room, make it cold, and limit exposure to screens for 1 to 2 hours before bed. That's it for this episode. Hope you got something out of it. Hope that's going to help you get through Rio and take on all the information that you need to quickly, as well as retain that information. If you've got any help, make sure you hit me up. Email me, reese@operatorage.com, or check out operatorage.com/selection. There's a number of free resources in there. And if you haven't, come and join my free selection group on school. And that link is at operatorage.com/selection. Thanks for listening. and I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks.